This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9. But you know, Wendy, look, was giving me some strange at the production meeting
earlier today.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. She did this thing where she would talk to me, right? Mm-hmm. Talk to us all.
Yep.
But before she would say words actually coming out of her mouth, it looked like she was mouthing them.
Really? So, like, giving him almost like a practice run?
Yeah. It was almost like, you know, before you do your set, you go stand in front of the mirror and do it a million times over.
Because that's what we do every week for the show.
That's right. We replay the show word for word, verbatim, in front of the mirror.
So we can nail it.
That's right. When he was doing it, and, you know, it's like they do the, oh, yeah, blah, 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 and then they say the actual words coming out of their
mouth. Maybe she was getting her lips ready for you.
Ooh. That's true. That's very true. But I
was it distracting though? Was it one of those things where as soon as you noticed it happening during the conversation?
Yeah, it was like you could almost really just tell what she was about to say before she said it. I mean, it's like I didn't even need to hear the words.
See, it's interesting because now, because I didn't notice it during the meeting today.
No.
But look, next time Wendy and I are having a discussion, that's all I'm going to be looking for.
I know, right?
You know?
Maybe she was inspired by Ronan Keating. You say it best when you say nothing at all.
And yeah, look, unfortunately, Wendy doesn't she doesn't get to say much at all. That's right, Wendy. Ooh. That's right, you don't.
Thanks for letting us know, Wendy. But one of the things, now that I mention it, you remember our old producer, Duncan.
I do. Yes, we do.
Once upon a time. He was someone who I found always asked me to repeat myself.
Yeah. What did you say? Sorry?
Look, I don't want to have to deal with this producer. It might be a producer thing. Look, I don't know.
But that's true.
But I remember, and I'm sure you copped it with Duncan, and I'm sure you did as well, Dylan, where you would say something, and usually it was at the punchline of a bloody joke.
Oh, okay, of course.
And he makes you repeat it.
Oh.
And if you have to repeat the punchline of a joke, I'm sorry.
It doesn't work.
You lose the entire momentum of that joke.
Right, exactly. And I mean, even if it's not a joke, you know, even if it's just a menial question or a sentence.
It stops you wanting to even ask him a question.
Yeah, I mean, on the fourth time, Duncan, you know, asking, what did you say?
Yeah. I should have fired him on the spot.
Yeah. Well, you know, hence why season two ended.
He was eradicated. Yes. Yeah,
he was eradicated.
I'd have to often say, Duncan, my eyes are up here, and just bring the manners back in.
He was a little bit inappropriate now that I think about it.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But one thing he also did though, Duncan, was the fact that he never knew when to, you know, because we would usually go in for the hug. We all, you know, down here at Laugh Out Proud.
It's full of love here.
Full of love. You know, there's nothing but hugs.
We're hug thugs.
We are hug thugs.
Hug life.
Stealing your heart, stealing your arms.
That's it. And, you know, Duncan never knew when to, he would always just go for the handshake.
Especially with guests that we've had. I know what you're saying. He would, you know, we would very casually go for a hug, you know, make it worth our while with these guests. But Duncan, I saw a lot of times, would have that awkward interaction of put the hand out and they've got the arms extended.
Already, yeah.
Or, you know, he'd try and do it the other way, you know, start off with the hug and they've let out with the handshake.
It becomes a game of hokey pokey. You put your left hand in, you put your left hand out, put your left.
Shake it all about.
But nobody wins at the end.
Nobody wins.
Everybody's just left in this awkward exchange.
But I tell you what I do get caught on, though, is the... I get it. Look, you know when you go in for the kiss on the cheek,
yes.
You know, and it's not reciprocated, or it's they do the complete deflection, the cheek deflection. Ooh. You know, it's completely out of town.
So
you know
it becomes even more intimate when you're accidentally kissing their ear. That's right.
Yeah, kissing their ear and getting a taste for the earwax.
Worse if you get the deflection and then it goes to their lips.
Oh,
you just like give him an old fashioned
or a win. Either way, you know, you do the pretend, hey, kiss me on the cheek, and then do the quick move.
The cheeky head swivel.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.